December 1, 1947. This is George A. Palmer interviewing Mr. Alfred Martin. Mr. Martin, you came to work for Mr. Vanderbilt in 1909 as third butler. Would you describe for us a typical day's work, first as third butler and then later as second butler?
Edward Nelson and myself used to take duty on alternate days. So I'd like to describe just what my duties would be the day I was on duty. After breakfast, I would go up to the dining room, open up the blinds, and open up a window at each end of the room to air out the room. And then I would continue to clean the room, polish the floor and the tables. Of course, a very valuable rug on the floor, so that it was necessary to be very careful. After I had finished cleaning the room...
Excuse me, Mr. Martin, about how long would it take you to clean the dining room in the morning?
I used to figure about 1 hour. After I had finished cleaning the room, I would go to the butler's pantry.
That's where we're sitting at the present time.
And take out the silver cups and mugs and bowls that decorated the sideboards in the dining room and on the big table, and polish them up and place them in order. I would then go through the main rooms on the first floor and polish up the various pieces of silver on the writing tables and the ashtrays on the various tables, and then I would return to the pantry.
About what time of the morning would that be, Mr. Martin?
Well, that would be about 9 o'clock in the morning. I would then help Edward Nelson to polish up the service silver and the platters. And then I would go to my room at 11 o'clock to change into uniform, which was used when on duty.
Would you describe that uniform for us?
Well, it was very plain. It was black pants and black coat, cut away like a... Cutaway coat with black buttons and white vest, white bow and white shirt. I would return to the pantry at 11:45 and take official duty, which would relieve Edward Nelson. Dinner would be served, our lunch would be served at 12 o'clock. I would then return to the pantry and commence to put the finishing touches to the dining room table for luncheon, and have everything ready when the butler came up the pantry at 1:15 to serve lunch.
In other words, you'd have the silver, the china, and any glassware that was needed already on the table by that time.
Well, no, Mr. Palmer, because when I go to dress at 11 o'clock, Edward Nelson prepares luncheon table. The butler always served meals. After luncheon was over and everything was cleared away, I would be left in charge.
In other words, you mean, by butler, you mean the first man would do the serving in the dining room?
Yes, the first butler was expected to be at every meal. During the afternoon, I would attend to bells, telephones, and occasionally take a walk to the main floor to see everything was in order. Pull down the shade on the sunny side. And if the tea was to be served, I would prepare trays and send down the platters to the kitchen for the cakes and so forth. And have everything ready at 5 o'clock when the butler would come to help me to serve tea.
Where would tea be served?
Well, that would vary. It just depended probably who would be, if it's a special guest, it would be in the living room. And if it was very intimate friends, it would be in the family den, a very cozy little room. After tea was finished and cleared away, I would then get the dinner table ready. And after fixing the flowers, everything would be all ready for the butler to come in at 7:30, when dinner would be served. After dinner was served, everything was cleared away. The butler and Edward Nelson would leave the pantry, and I'd be in charge until the family went to bed. When they'd ring the bell, the lights would be put out. At that time, the night watchman would take duty, and I'd be relieved from duty till the next morning.
There's one question that isn't quite clear in my mind. The food came up from the kitchen on the dumbwaiter, already on the serving, in the serving dishes. You'd then place it on the tray, and it'd be you who would carry the trays of food out to the dining room for the butler to serve at the table.
Well, it wasn't necessary to put it on a tray because the dumbwaiter was only about 2 yards away from the serving table. You just carry it from the dumbwaiter into the dining room, and the butler would take the main dish and I would follow him with the vegetables or whatever there was to serve.
Did the family at any time ever use women servants in the dining room?
No, never.
Well, that gives us a good picture of a day when you were on duty from morning to night. Would you describe a half day's duty for us now, Mr. Martin?
Well, my duties when I was off duty in the morning were just about the same as when I was on duty up to 11 o'clock. Then Edward Nelson would go to his room at 11 o'clock to change his uniform, and I would prepare the dining room table for luncheon. And when he returned at 11:45, I would then be relieved. I would return to the pantry at 1:15 to help with the luncheon, which would last probably until 2 o'clock. And then I would be off duty until 7:30, when I would return to the pantry and help with the dinner. When that was cleared away, which would be around 8 o'clock, I would then be relieved until next morning. That is my duties when I'm off duty.
Who washed the dishes after the dinner or luncheon was served, Mr. Martin?
Well, the parlor maid. That was the maid that took care of the downstairs on the main floor, or the rooms on the main floor, known as the parlor maid.
Martin, you're sitting at a desk now that faces to the north. Would you tell us what was stored in the closet on the north side of the room?
That was a closet where we kept all the glass for everyday use.
What was in the closet to your right on the northeast corner of the room?
Oh, that was where we kept all the glass for parties, very fine glass with very heavily trimmed gold.
And on the southeast corner?
Well, that was a closet that we kept decoration that we used for the table, such as bowls and glass for the center of the table.
And in the closet, which is directly to your back or on the south side of the room?
Well, that's a very large closet, and there was a great deal of very valuable china in that closet. On the bottom shelf was kept all the fancy breakfast trays, or breakfast sets that was used for the bedrooms upstairs and which matched the rooms, such as blue, mauve, pink, red, very delicate and very fine china, and which we had to be very careful, of course, to see that everything was put on the right trays. On the second shelf was the gold and white china that we used for parties.
Running out. December 1, 1947, George A. Palmer interviewing Mr. Alfred Martin. Mr. Mr. Martin, we were discussing a few minutes ago the arrangement of dishes, silver, and glassware in the butler's pantry. Would you tell us what was stored in the small closet on the west side of the wall?
Yes. There were some very valuable cups and saucers, French china, that we used to use in the bedrooms at times, but only on special occasions. They were very valuable, and Mrs. Vanel thought a great deal of them, so that they were not really used except when the special orders was given by her.
What was on the shelves that are on the balcony around the pantry?
Well, there were several sets of china that we used to use for parties, also water for glass, and a set of glass with the gold rims on. But of course it was kept up there because it was out of the way and not so easily broken. It was brought up and down as we needed it by the dumbwaiter, which could be fastened with a clamp.
Was there any china on the balcony?
Yes. I think I already said that there was three or four sets up there that we used to keep up there at all times except for parties.
Guess I missed that. Where was the linen kept in the pantry, Mr. Martin?
We had two drawers in the pantry where we used to keep what we called emergency linen, everyday use. Each morning we would go up to the big linen closet on the second floor where Mrs. Smith would give us out the linen that we needed for the day.
I believe those two drawers are immediately back of you on the south side of the room.
Yes.
Where did you keep the silver, Mr. Martin?
On the silver chest or the safe is on the
south. That's the south.
On the south side of the room. It's quite a big safe. You can walk in. Shelves all around. Of course, we used to keep all of the silver that we use for parties on the top shelves, leaving the lower shelves for the silver that we use every day for breakfast tray sets and other various things that we needed.
Did the family use china serving dishes or silver serving dishes for the most part?
Well, silver for the most part, though we did have one set of Italian china that had that very large number of china platters, which we used to use occasionally. But it was usually the silver platters that we used.
How many sets of silverware, that's knives and forks and spoons and so on, did the family use?
Well, we used to use one set regular for the family, and of course there was really enough for the party too. And then also we had a gold-plated set that we used to use with the gold set.
Do you by any chance remember what the pattern of the silverware was, Mr. Martin?
Mr. Palmer, I'll have to confess that I really don't remember.
Well, coming back to the pantry, were there any other furnishings or fixtures in the room that have since been removed?
Yes. On the east side of the room, there was the sink that has been removed. And each side of the sink is two sideboards with the white marble top. And then on the north side is the plate warmer, where we used to warm the plates and keep the plates hot, which we also used in case a guest was late or one of the family was a little late. We could bring the food out of the dining room and put in this plate warmer, which would keep it warm rather than send it down to the kitchen, which was a great success. On the west side of the room, the ice box used to stand. It used to be filled with ice every day, one of the old-fashioned type. And then on the other corner on the west side is a little cupboard where the private phone was kept to call the garage, the power house, and the pavilion. Mr. private line.
Okay. December 8, 1947. This is George A. Palmer interviewing Mr. Alfred Martin, who was employed by Mr. Vanderbilt from 1909 until his death in 1938. Mr. Martin, we're now sitting in the dining room at Vanderbilt Mansion. Would you note any changes that have been made in the room since you were here in 1938?
No, Mr. Palmer, I do not notice very many changes. I noticed that the two planetariums that used to stand, one on each side of the French windows, the north side of the room, have been changed over to the one on each side of the entrance from the main hall. And I assume that is to give the visitors who come here a better chance to see them, as many other visitors are very interested in those two planetariums. I also noticed that the red silk curtains that used to be drawn across the white blinds have been removed. Of course, the room looks rather plain now to what it did in the time when the family lived here, because the table in the center of the room used to have silver cups, one on each corner, and the two sideboards on the south side of the room was decorated with cups and bottles with chains and yacht cups and a large silver tray. And outside of that, Mr. Palmer, I don't see much change in this room.
Mr. Martin, would you describe the dining room as it might appear for breakfast with just the family coming down in the morning?
Well, of course, the dining room was only used for guests for breakfast. And on the little family table on the east side of the room was laid up for breakfast. And we used to have a large tray, what you'd call a swivel tray. And all the coffee and the food was put on this tray. And the family, as they came down, could swing this tray around to work what they wanted to take from the tray. It was very plain. Red china was used to match the room, and all the food was put on the table. It was not served, and they just come in, and when they wanted to start the meal and go out, and if there were anyone was late, why then fresh food would be brought up to them.
The guests would come over to the small table, take their plate of breakfast food, and then sit down at the large table.
Oh, no. No, this swivel tray was set in the center of the small table, giving them plenty of room for the plate, and they'd take hold of this swivel tray and just swing it round and bring their coffee or their food to them just as what they wanted.
That's very interesting. I'd never heard that account of how the dining room was operated before. You mentioned that the family did not come down except when there were guests in the house. Where did Mr. and Mrs. Vanderbilt have their breakfast when they were here alone?
Oh, they always had their breakfast up in their rooms.
All right, let's assume that it's luncheon time with just Mr. and Mrs. Vanderbilt here. Would you describe how luncheon was served in the dining room?
A small family table would be used, and it would be used as a bare table with doilies and a centerpiece. And those doilies would be usually engraved with some kind of flower colors, which, of course, would be chosen to match the flowers. Silver would not be used for lunch. It was always china or glass. White china, bowl, and white bum-bum dishes to match. And silver, of course, silver was never used, as I said a moment ago, but glass was very often used.
Were there always flowers on the table when the family was here alone?
Oh, yes, always flowers, and changed for luncheon and for dinner.
All right, would you describe the dining room as it was set up for dinner when Mr. and Mrs. Vanderbilt were here alone?
There would be a white plain tablecloth. And on the center of the table would be a silver bowl with flowers in and four candlesticks and bonbon dishes. And four places would be set just the same as if there's four people, two vacant places.
On fall days, Mr. Martin, would the fireplaces be used at dinner time?
No, the two fireplaces was never lighted.
Thinking back over this recording, I believe we failed to mention the kind of linen that was used on the table at breakfast time.
Oh, just a plain white cloth and napkins to match.
Mr. Martin, let's now assume that Mrs. Van Allen and her family, or Mrs. Howard and her family, are guests in the house. Would you describe luncheon as it might be served and differ from the time when Mr. and Mrs. Vanderbilt were here alone?
Well, of course, the small table would be extended. The large table in the middle of the room, of course, seats 10 or 12 people, so that there should be anywhere between 2 and 9, the small table would be used. Possibly a lace cloth would be placed on the table. But underneath the cloth, this is for luncheon, a silk or satin would be placed on the table first, which would be to harmonize with the flowers. And when the lace cloth was put on the table, the color of the satin would show through the lace cloth, which would harmonize with the flowers in the center of the table. Otherwise, service of the luncheon would be just the same as when the family was there alone. Probably the best china would be used. But otherwise, it would be about the same.
How many courses were usually served at luncheon?
Oh, generally 3 or 4. Just for a small party. Of course, for a large party, it would probably be 7 or 8.
What were the usual family courses?
Well, eggs would be the first course, and probably an entree, and then main course, which would be chicken or turkey or some kind of game, and then dessert, and then fruit and candies.
Would you describe the dining room as it was set up for dinner when Mrs. Howard or Mrs. Van Allen, their families, would be here?
The flowers would be changed, and there'd be white cloth on the table with napkins to match. Red flowers would be used, red china would be used. And if the pink flowers was used, white and gold. Otherwise, the service for dinner was about the same as when the family was alone.
How many courses were usually served at dinner time?
Well, I think when I spoke a minute ago about the course, I meant dinner. For luncheon, it's generally 3 courses, which would be probably fish for first course, and then the main course, lamb or whatever they may prefer, and dessert. And fruit and candies.